Welcome to Love Bite. Little Miss Nancy is. I decided we were going to start without her. She went to the little girl's room, the little subby's room, and it was 8 o'clock. I'm going to start. She'll get here when she gets here. It's all good. It's all good. It's all about balancing, right?
Oh, God.
Balancing your needs versus my needs.
Yeah. I feel better now.
Yeah, right? Right? It's funny how, you know, going to the restroom does that.
Yes.
It's very comforting. It's very comforting.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Can't complain.
Can't complain?
I could. Well, I could, yes. Okay. And I've got a monster next to me. I got some candy. Feeling pretty relaxed.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Not watching the Oscars?
No, not watching the Oscars.
Not watching the Oscars. That's right.
Jesus.
I have issues.
I realize that. I realize that.
With
but,
the Oscars.
But I mean, it's so pretty, and the dresses, and the and the making fun of the people that don't really want to be there.
Well, you know, there's that. If I can mock it, I'm good. Which you did. I was mocking. I was good with that. But other than that,
you know, it's funny because you think about people like that, celebrities, and you know, what problems could they possibly have?
Oh that, my!
Well, I'm sure they have problems.
Right.
But I'm saying. Do you seriously, Mike and Ikes?
Are you mocking my Mike and Ikes?
Well, because you're no, I'm not mocking you. It's just they're on the table, and you know, it's just they're on the table. They're not on a napkin. They're on the table.
I'm clear out of napkins. Skid Row Studios is clear out of napkins.
But okay.
So they're on the table.
I suppose that's okay. That's okay. Well, anyways, what I was getting at is that you know, the people you think that you know they've got all this. Ew! What the What the fuck?
It's lotion, you sick fuck. It's goddamn lotion. I'm putting lotion on my hands, people. Just putting lotion on my hands. My hands are dry. I just washed them in the restroom. And so, you know, I put lotion on my hands. Come on, girls. You're with me on that. Some of you guys. And so it was really, really white on the palms of my hands. And I rubbed them together and I just showed them to Nancy and well, in the middle of her little diatribe there. And she's like, what the fuck? Ah! Really? Because it's fucking lotion on my hands. What the fuck is that? She's easily sidetracked. She's easily
yes,
jostled.
Yes, yes.
She's easily disturbed. And I am not going to joke when I say I fucking love that because I make fun of her constantly, all the time, you know, and do shit just to fuck with her, like showing her my lotiony hands, pretending that I'm going to lick her cheek.
Oh, God.
Slapping her in a vanilla situation.
Okay, so wait. Can I please finish what I was going to say?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because it was a really good segue to what our topic is tonight.
Yes, segue.
Yeah, segues are good. So, you know, you see these people and they're, you know, all like, I'm so pretty and I'm wearing this dress and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, they go home and they have real life.
Yep.
They don't live in this, like, glamorous world always where they have that designer dress on that's so super beautiful and shiny and tight in all the right places. They have real lives.
Yeah.
And us kinky people, you know, we, as much as it would be awesome to have that kinky dynamic, that DS dynamic, that high that you have, as awesome it would be to have that all the time, life happens. And what do? You know, you have your kink aspect of your life that is so important and is so very vital and key to who you are. But that doesn't mean that other things stop happening. That doesn't mean that it stops being, you know, that you stop being in LA on the February 26th. Yeah, at such time, you know, like reality doesn't stop.
Right.
So how do you begin to reconcile that? And I guess, I mean, this topic's really important to me because it's just that balance is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to get so out of control and to feel feelings that, you know, maybe they're not based on rationale, on logic, because everything feels so out of control. You don't know what to expect, what is okay to expect. Am I selfish for wanting this? And just all of these things. And it starts to get really fucking overwhelming. Would you agree or disagree?
The word overwhelming, I wouldn't use.
Okay.
But this this attempt to balance, I view many things like a pendulum. Life is like a pendulum. Wow, I can hear my spit. It's kind of kind of gross to you, but it's kind of okay to me. Life is like a pendulum, and what happens very often is we swing roughly to one side, and then to balance that out, often we swing very roughly to the other side. And the goal is to find that happy medium where you just slowly pendulum kind of in the middle, where you're not just kind of violently pendulating from left to right. And I think that that's the same case in life versus lifestyle. And that is that sometimes, you know, you get into the lifestyle and especially when you're in kind of a newer relationship or whatever the relationship could be. Sub-dom, you know, DS, mentor-mentee, you know, just getting in and learning, whatever the relationship is or whatever it is, and you can jump in literally, you know, with both feet, and you become absorbed in it, and you don't have a healthy balance of your regular life.
Yes.
Where you start making different priorities. And you're prioritizing these other things above things that might have been very important to you in your vanilla world. And I'm not saying that making those new priorities are wrong or bad. But what I am saying is that at every single time when we're doing that, we need to take a step back and reassess, you know, where are our priorities? Where is really important and what is not? And that's really difficult because we get caught up in something that is very highly passionate to all of us. Those of us who discovered that we were kinky, you know, as adults, even though we can look back and fill in all the holes and realize, my God, I've been this way my whole life. You want to embrace it wholly. You feel very passionate about it because it's an affirmation of who and what you are, as opposed to what you had been telling yourself your whole life, that there's clearly something wrong with you. And so you want to embrace it. You want to feel this way all the time. You want to just swallow it whole and have it fill you up constantly. And that doesn't work with life because, you know, we live in a vanilla world. And a lot of the things that we do in the kink world are truly appalling to vanilla society.
Right.
And so if you maintained all of your time in the kink world, you can actually hold off trying to balance that vanilla for a really long time. If all you do with this new relationship, be it a DS, mentor, mentee, you know, learning, if all you do is spend your time in the kink environment, then you can stay kinky, you know, like that. And then almost you're not balancing. You're just having, you know, you're the princess by day, slut by night, you know, that kind of thing where you go to work, you live your life. And then you go and you're kinky, but it's almost as if you're putting on the mask of a different persona.
Right.
Whereas if you want to try and blend them, you have to try and figure out how do I balance this? How do I bring this relationship into my whole life? How do I incorporate it on a daily basis? And no answer is the same because no person is the same. No relationship is the same. And so, you know, we could talk about things that we do, things that we struggle with, things that we've done to try and balance that. You know, but we're really just kind of talking because I don't think that this goal of balance, I don't think it has an end point. I think that this will be something that I will, I don't know if struggle is the right word, but I will work on for as long as I am doing kinky shit. You know, and that's just me being as honest as I can. You know, life is life. And, you know, we've all heard the expression life before lifestyle, which is cool, but ideally, it'd be nice to have it somewhat balanced.
Right.
As best as one can.
Yeah.
I really went long-winded on that one. And totally not funny.
No.
That was all heavy and shit. Sorry, people.
Nuh-uh.
I'll try and balance it out and be funny later.
Yeah, talking about balance and shit and not even balancing yourself here. What is up with that?
I'm sorry.
Mistress Long-Winded.
Hi, Australia.
Oh.
I feel compelled to say g'day, but, and, you know, I don't want to offend y'all. So I'll just stick with my y'all.
Oh, dear.
Did that make up for my now Mistress Silly? Yeah, somebody from the dead middle of Australia is listening to us.
I think I know who that is, actually.
It's goddamn cool.
It is. It is very cool.
Cool. Call in. I want to hear your accent. That's goddamn hot.
And we'll also call in because you have something to share with us.
No, if you have an accent, a cool, hot, sexy accent, if you don't, forget about it. I don't want to hear from you.
That's not true. That's not true.
That's true.
You can call us at 800-893-9562. Oh, dear. So I've been struggling a lot with this balance. And for me, I see what you're talking about and I see how your perspective. And for me, I just want to try as hard as I can to have both. Under no circumstances do I want to give up any part of anything. I mean, I lean more towards kink than I do towards my vanilla life because kink has structure and I like structure. I like knowing what to expect. I like reliability.
I so want to say something.
Well, you might as well say it now. Shit.
So we're in a terribly vanilla situation. And she says something. What did you say to me? You said, hey.
We were talking about like, the dining room table was like a mess. And you and I were like mumbling to each other. And then I was like, hey.
And then I said, did you hey me? And you were like, no. No. And then you looked around realizing we were around vanilla people in a vanilla situation because there were several vanilla people there.
Yes.
And then you said, yes, I hate you.
Yeah.
Grabbed you by the neck, pulled you into the kitchen, threatened to slap you. And you looked at me like you were scared. And then there was that moment of, you're not going to slap me. All these people are here. You're not going to fucking touch me. Was a look on your face. And then bam, smack your face.
Yeah.
Fuck, the look on your face was goddamn priceless. You were like so shocked and turned on at the same time that I just slapped your face right around the corner from a lot of vanilla people.
I'm pretty sure they heard too.
Bitches!
Anyway.
Sorry, structure. What are we talking about?
Yeah. No, so for me, I lean more towards the kink and I can't see where I'll be, you know, 5-10 years from now. But fuck, I hope to God that kink is still very much a part of my life.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you on that.
And as of late, it's been really hard for me. Mm-hmm. There's just been shit that happens. Mm-hmm. For those of you who follow me on the Twitter, you kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's really difficult when you have to balance all those responsibilities, the responsibilities of... I mean, vanilla responsibilities, responsibilities of going to work, caring for a family member, just sucking it up and being who you need to be at different points in time. And there's nothing quite, that kind of chaos for me makes me miss my structure of kink.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because that's, you know, that it's a nice, it's nice and packaged and it's nice and compact and I fit really comfy in there and it's just soft and warm and gives me all of that warm and fuzzy that I need. Even that slap in the face, that was warm and fuzzy. What?
I gave you a little bit this weekend.
You did.
I gave,
you did.
I gave you quite a bit.
Yeah. And it's... It's hard because, you know, my S-type self it finds it really hard to tell you, hey, all of that, I want more. Please.
I get it.
And it's not even one of those, like, let me confuse my needs with my wants kind of thing. It's like, It's not even, I almost feel like it has nothing to do with either of those two. It's more just, I can't be a part of my vanilla world right now. I just can't. It's so crazy.
Right. You want to escape.
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking for the escapism.
Yeah.
Of the not thinking.
Right.
Of the, you know, whether it be structure, which is one of your things, or the joy, the release you get of a beating, you know, those kinds of things. You want to not have to think. And I get that. I get that.
That's how I balance it. It's not even really a balance. It's wanting to alleviate something vanilla with something kinky. And I, as much as I've always tried to compartmentalize both, and keep them separate. You know, this is one of those points in my life where somehow they have to work together. They have to somehow fit together like puzzle pieces to be able to support each other. Because if I can maintain, you know, some semblance of normal in my vanilla life, then it makes me, you know, less anxious, and I can do all this kinky shit without feeling like I'm a selfish asshole for not fulfilling my vanilla responsibilities. That I can just go and, get called a slut and have unspeakable things done to me, and it's okay. It's okay to indulge myself. Because when there's really crazy things going out in the vanilla world, you feel like Anything that you do outside of whatever vanilla problem that is really sad and super horrible and all that shit, you feel selfish. And I don't even think, that's not even something that's just a kinky thing. But I mean, just think about it in terms of, you know, you have someone that's at home and sick and you go away for the weekend and you go to Vegas and you're drinking and partying and things like that. I mean, that's essentially, you are escaping, but you know, for myself, at least, it's really hard not to feel like kind of guilty about that.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole different dynamic to balancing, because you've just brought into the psychological component that there's internally, we all have these struggles that we have. We're balancing our needs, other people's needs, our wants, other people's wants, from the D and the S perspective, both. But outside of just that in the kink, we also are balancing all of the things that people are constantly balancing every single day of their lives without kink. Responsibilities, family, life, you know, our own emotional welfare. And the more balls we have to juggle, the harder it is to keep them up in the air before they all just fucking fall. And we all kind of like feel like we are complete failures in anything and everything that we're doing. And there's a fear component to that. So it's not, I mean, I can totally get the feeling guilty that you're taking this time for you. I think everybody has that, especially when they're going through the caring for a loved one kind of situation. Because the mentality is 100% of your time needs to be devoted to the caring of this loved one. When that's not true, you know, it's kind of the whole, why do you put the air mask on yourself before you put it on the child on an airplane? Because you do the kid no good if you die before you can put the mask on, you know, that kind of thing. So taking care of ourselves, I mean, it should never be something about which that we feel totally guilty. That doesn't stop the guilt from happening.
Right.
Doesn't stop that from happening. As soon as we start talking, I mean, we have to talk about this, the guilt and the balance and the psychological component, the sense that we feel a little bit crazy. Sometimes we feel manic when we go overboard on the kink. Sometimes we feel depressed when we don't get the kink and we have to go overboard on the vanilla because you're not getting one of those, it's not even a want, one of those things that truly is a component of who kinky people are. You know, it's like exercise. It's a part of what keeps us going. you know, as human beings, as kinky people. And I think that at least almost everybody that I've known, at some point or another has had to turn off their kinky life for some time, for whatever reason it may be. And there comes a point when it's not actually that difficult, believe it or not, to turn it off and abstain. The balancing is the hard part.
Right.
Is how do you not just jump in that pendulum swing from one side to the other like a crazy person? Because it's so exciting. And it does so much to us in our lives. And I don't think the kink in and of itself is inclined to be balanced. Kink isn't a balancing thing. Kink is edgy and it's wild and it's primal and it reveals a part of us that we are evolved enough to tap into. That is scary and exciting and wonderful. And it's all of these emotions, none of which are tame. There's terror, there is love, there is joy. All of those are in there. And none of them are small. They're all big emotions. They're all, you know, inclined to swing us very hard on one side of the pendulum. And we're asking to balance that with a weight that's the size of a thimble when that is a 2-ton brick. You know, and that is the emotional equivalent. I'm giving a physicality to the emotional equivalent. and that is it's really, really difficult because what you're doing is you're balancing this obligation. You have to do these things in the vanilla world. Some of which you may want to, but there is always this pull. There's always this gravitational force for me personally. About this kinkiness, these things that I think and want to do and are a part of me and give me this, you know, devious smile.
Oh, I see that.
You know, oh, this idea and this that, you know. And everybody knows the more time you spend in anything, the more it grows. You know, the more you think about kink and scenes and toys and this and that, the more it grows, you have more ideas and you have more, what if, and what if, and what if, and what if. And so, of course, naturally, you want to spend more time in that. You know, and the more you spend time in cross-stitching patterns and cooking and fixing up, you know, a 67 Chevelle, you know, I don't know if they made a 67 Chevelle, I'm just throwing shit out there. but then more your brain kind of gets into that and starts coming with ideas about those and gets excited about that. Because I think that we're naturally people that naturally want to become passionate about whatever we're doing. We want to be passionate. We do. And not being passionate leaves a hole, leaves us zombified, where we're shells of people. And once we've experienced this passion, trying to balance it with that thimble, you know, it makes it hard. You know, we've been really out of balance, you know, for shit that's happened in both of our lives. Mm-hmm. It's just been really out of balance. It's been really vanilla.
Oh my God, yes. And at first, I feel like it was very humorous to joke about just how vanilla we were being. Oh, yeah. At first, it was funny.
Yeah.
And then slowly, it just became like, oh, fuck. Nowhere to go. Where do you go? What do?
Vanilla shit.
Yeah.
Vanilla shit.
I got jealous of you calling the cat a bitch.
I know you did.
I got really jealous of the cat.
It was really hot. I was putting the collar on the cat. She was just like, she got so excited. I was putting the collar on the cat and the cat was being a little bitch. And so I had to like hold her and force her. Come on, bitch. I'm going to fucking put this on you. This is going to stay on you. And Nancy was getting all kind of hot and bothered. She's turning all red right now when I'm talking about it. It's true. It's true. Now, that being said, I don't regret or mourn any of this vanilla time. I personally believe that this vanilla time has allowed our relationship to grow in a very, in a different way, which I think will only benefit balance. We've gotten to know each other more on different levels, many levels. We've seen each other, you know.
Yeah.
And really, really, both of us. You know, for those of you that think that, that dominance don't ever, you know, get weak around their submissives, maybe I'm a bad dominant.
I don't think so.
But I had shitty fucking times. And I, you know, I displayed definitive signs of weakness, not in my dominance, I'm still a domly dom. But because I'm a human being. And it's not to say, I don't ever want to put Nancy in a position where I'm leaning on her, because that's a lot for a submissive, and especially for Nancy, because she's, she empathizes in a particular way that she internalizes it, and it causes her stress and pain. And I don't want that to be a situation. But I think that it benefited our relationship that I was willing to be open and share the pain that I was going through. And she shared her pain with me too. I'm talking to you radio people, because I was like having a sidebar there. Like, she wasn't even here, but she was.
It's totally like a Muppet situation.
Am I a man? That better win the Oscar. Sorry. So, you know, it's... fuck, I forgot what I was saying. Goddamn Muppets!
I totally had a vanilla moment right now.
Set Muppets!
No, but I agree with what you're saying.
Because, oh, good, because I have no idea what I was saying anymore. No. I've lost it!
No, it's funny. I was actually... I was shopping the other day and I was talking to someone that knows about our relationship. And I said, yeah, you know, things are, you know, kind of rocky right now. Not with us, just with, you know, us like as individuals. And, you know, we haven't had as much kinky time. But I really like this. I really like that there are these, well, obviously I don't like what's going on, but I like that we're each going through these things and we're sharing them with each other.
Right.
And not as dom to submissive or like that, just as two people.
Right.
You know, and I said, you know, and it's really strange because that almost makes me feel like we're in a vanilla relationship. Like we are in a vanilla lesbianic supersonic relationship. Yeah, fucking said it. What?
I don't know what the difference between a lesbianic supersonic and just a regular lesbianic or just a lesbian relationship. So if you can break this down, because I think we've discussed in the past that I speak lesbian adjacent, but I don't specifically speak lesbian. So I kind of need to know. I mean, I think we'll agree that my tongue is good at the lesbian, but I don't speak it. So we need to, if you want to break it down for me.
You can't say shit like that when there's two tables between us.
I just did.
I've got clothes on, and then you are
take
over
the clothes
there
off. I tell you that every single time. You can take your clothes off when you're here. Jeremy's here. He'd appreciate it. I mean, he's missed you in your partial nakedness before, because it's usually just been Sonia, but...
I'm going to take off my clothes, okay?
Whatever, you brought it up.
Whatever, anyway.
By the way, you always bring it up.
Do I?
Pet Sir was dead on when he said, she starts the bus... She gets out in front of the bus, and then she drives the bus right over herself. That's what you do. And you just did. I think you want to have your clothes off. That's how you balance. This is fairly a vanilla environment, because we're just sitting here with microphones, the big black cocks. And y'all have missed me, haven't you?
Son of a bitch!
And so, you know, you can satisfy that kinkiness by, you know, bringing up your nakedness. Nakedness.
I suppose. But that wasn't the point that I'm just trying to make. The point
that I like that point, but go on.
Yes. But so anyways, you know, I'm talking to this person, I'm letting them know, I'm telling them, you know, I like that we're sharing these things with each other because it feels like an actual relationship. Not that our DS relationship wasn't a relationship. It is a relationship.
It's a very specific kind of relationship.
Very specific kind. But it's nice for someone coming from a place where I'm used to monogamous relationships. I'm very much about the fairy tale endings and all that stuff.
Yeah, but and you're a lesbian. And you guys are all about, I'm going to commit first, and then I'll get to know you.
I was having a deep thought.
Jack Handy. Go on with the deep thought. You're talking to your shopping buddy.
Yeah. So, but it's nice to have that. It's nice to have to feel like that's what's going on. That amidst all this chaos, you know, there's that. That you can go back to that, almost back to basics, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, and it's been, and it's very strange because, what you've perceived as coming off as, or rather showing me your weaknesses, for me, that's, it's felt like you think that I'm strong enough to take it.
All right.
You know, that you wouldn't show it to me if you didn't think that I could listen or that I could support. And that's very refreshing. It's very refreshing. And see, for me, when I've shared with you about things, and I've tried really hard not to share as much as I have been sharing, because I there's always that fear that I'm putting way too much baggage on the table, you know? And, you know, it's this thing where I want so badly to be able to conserve our DS relationship that I don't want to be perceived as being overly needy or being perceived as someone who has to be taken care of. You know, I want to be independent. I want to be able to handle these things on my own. I can't. I just, shit's fucking overwhelming sometimes, and sometimes I can't.
But that whole concept of, you know, wanting to be able to handle it on your own, that's so counterintuitive. Human beings are social creatures. We have to, you know, use our friends, those with whom we're in relationships, whatever you want to categorize the relationship as, we have to use them as our support system. And I mean, again, I don't know, maybe this is a Western thing. This is a pull yourself up by your bootstrap shit. But fuck, nobody can do it alone. Nobody does it alone. Even those people that think they do it alone, they didn't do it alone. They didn't do it alone. You know, it's so that I get what you're saying, but it's, you need to give yourself a little bit more credit.
No, yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I guess from a submissive standpoint, I want to maintain that sense that I'm serving you, and it's very hard to not bring these things up that are going on in my life, and not feel as if though I'm looking to you for a solution. I'm looking to you for answers. Which, yeah. You can't do that. I mean, there's not...
And I won't. And I usually don't.
No, you don't.
I usually don't. I mean, I ask questions and I, you know, whatever. I do a lot of that, a lot of asking questions to guide you, blah, blah, blah. But you're depriving me of that DS relationship by making that decision. You know, you're making that decision. So, and because of fear and... You know, there. It's easy enough for me to say. I mean, I know when you're going through a really needy bout. Sometimes there's strings of text messages to which I do not respond.
Yeah.
And I know when it's time to say, you know, bitch, and I know when it's time to be like, all right. So here's what we gotta do, you know, and get it so that you don't spiral. But if I don't get the information, I can't do that. I'm just gonna be like, oh, things are cool because she's not saying anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
By the way, this is just turning into a therapy session. What? Just she and I, Mistress and me time, and
ooh, it's just a me time.
Me and me. Me and me time. I just take a lot of time with myself. I heard a noise.
It's okay. You know, and it's been difficult because, you know, I haven't been able to journal daily because shit fucking happens and I'm doing stuff.
And you do journal.
I'm sorry, what?
And when you do journal.
Why are you, oh my God. Okay.
So here's the deal. Some of your journals have been the last couple of weeks. I know you've been going through a lot of shit, so I'm not making fun of that.
Really? Because you're laughing? Because that's a whole lot. Like you're making fun.
They're not journals. It's a paragraph. It's four sentences. Does not a journal make?
Okay.
You know, which is true. I mean, I'm not dissing you. I never said anything about it because it wasn't that big of a deal because I get it. I am, you know, Mistress Compassionate. But... Shall we go through the names?
Keep going with your thought and then I will chime in.
But it's, you know, yes, you've obviously been going through a lot and that's what you could put out. That's what you could journal with. And that's what the journal's for. That's what you can put out. That's what you can pull out of yourself at that moment. And sometimes you've sent me pages and pages of a journal entry. And sometimes a few lines because that's what you can do at that moment. And the truth is that I want that because that's where you are emotionally. That's what your journal is for. It's so that you can be as honest with me as you can be with yourself. If all the honesty you can muster with yourself that moment is four sentences, then that's what you send me. If you can muster five pages, then that's what you send me. And I know you well enough that sometimes it's too hard to have that moment of honesty with yourself. And so you don't. And I wait. See what I'm saying? You want to chime in now?
No, I didn't have that.
Because you thought I was laughing. I was like, oh, making not a serious point. Because I'm, you know.
Mistress Serious.
What the fuck? I have so many names this weekend.
Well, see, because here's the thing is that Mistress likes to be really silly sometimes. And it's just, you know, I just decided that I was, because sometimes I say, you know, if we're texting, I'll just text back with silly Mistress. And this just one time she was like, well, just call me Mistress Silly. So all weekend long, whenever there's been something going on where she reacts in a certain way, Mistress Softy, Mistress Mature.
Mistress Silly. Well, if there was one I did, another one I can't remember. But anyway, yeah.
That's as
Mistress
far.
Goofball.
Yes.
Mistress Goofball.
That's about as far as I'll get with mocking my mistress, just so you all know.
Just so you know, I called myself those, except for the Mistress Softy, which is pretty funny, because I called myself a softy, and she said Mistress Softy. But that's because I was crying in a movie. Whatever, I'm allowed to cry in a movie.
No, you're not.
I'm a woman before I'm a mistress.
Shut your fucking face.
Oh my God, like really, truly, I was like a woman before that. These babies are real. As I rub my boobs.
What the fuck was that voice?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Mr. Silly.
But anyways. But what's been really cool is that, you know, we've had this couple of weeks where it's just been, you know, really, really vanilla and really high stress and just really just craziness. And I was struggling a lot with how within the confines of what we've got, you know, within what we've got to work with, how am I going to address being able to get my fix? Because, you know, as much as I journal or as much as I text you every single morning, the same exact text message that I'm kissing your feet, there's still something missing, you know, and it's never been about, you know, going to the dungeon and getting my ass beat. It's never been something quite like that. It's more of a, for me, it's an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing and it's just headspace. And by myself, I mean, just being apart from you, it's been really hard for me to maintain that headspace when I'm by myself. And that sucks because I really miss that. I really miss that. And I really miss, you know, going home and just feeling that even though you weren't there, feeling like I could just reach up and I could just grab hold of my collar and feel connected in some way. Because now it's like, oh, I gotta get home. Oh my God, I need to just shower away all this stress and let me just watch all these different crime documentaries because I'm on this crime documentary trip. It's so weird. But anyways, let me just, you know, dive into Netflix and just zone the fuck out. You know, and who doesn't do that? I mean, people do that. A lot of people do that when they get out of work. They just, you know, watch TV and, you know, whatever. That's it. But it wasn't like that for me before. It was that I had that, you know, I walked in the door, take off all my clothes, and just felt like, even though I was, you know, however many miles away I live from you, that I was still with you. And so I really struggled with how, in what our lives are right now, how am I going to ask for, or how am I going to hint, or how am I going to do what? And that's, you know, that's why watching you wrestle with the fucking kitten just really just, I was like, and I think I even, that's as close as I'm going to get.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Well, yeah, but in that moment though, you know, and it's hard not to feel that way. It's hard not to feel that way. And all, because, you know, yeah, I've got my shit going on, but at the same time, you know, I, even if you don't share everything 100% with me, like everything that's going through your mind, you know, I'm still aware of things. And, you know, it's, I think it goes further than being a good submissive, but just being a considerate human being to know that there's things, other things that are happening in other people's lives that affect them. So it would be quite an imposition if I were to say, hey, well, not hey, because I've learned today, I learned not to hey you. excuse me. That's what I will do from now on. Unless I want a swift slap across the face. But, you know, to demand, you know, or somehow, you know, topping from the bottom. That's what I was going for. And to avoid that, you know, and it's been one of those things where, you know, I reflect and I think, she knows me well enough that she knows what my needs are. And she can see me. She can see where I'm at. And having to and really just holding on to that trust that, you know, this is not, you know, what's happening right now in our lives is temporary. You know, it's, you know, life happens. You know, it is true. The grass is greener on the other side. It will, you know, this too shall pass. You know, and knowing that my trust in you is strong enough where, you know, I'll wait until we get there. I'll wait until the storm passes and, you know, all this shit gets settled and it's all good. But it's really difficult to be on the S type's end and not being able to kind of, you know, speak frankly and really just address those concerns. I don't think they're invalid concerns. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of guessing. You know, oh, at least for me, there's a lot of guessing, like, you know, where you're at, what you're thinking, and, you know, what's going to happen, what's, you know, because you're driving the car and I'm a passenger, you know, this is really hard. It makes it a little bit more chaotic for me. And so it's a lot of little things that, you know, how do I say this where I have to really think, how am I going to word this? Do I really want to journal about this? What do I want to say? I don't want to sound like a bitch. I don't want to get slapped in the face.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah.
That's what the journal's for. Really, it is.
Yeah.
It's not for whining, though.
No, it isn't. But, but you see where there's that line, though.
Yeah, but you see where the line is. But you do.
Okay. Wait. See, now I feel... But you see how there's that fear, though, of whining. When you're not meaning to whine, you just don't know how to...
I get that.
How to.
I get that.
And what's been really helpful this weekend... See, oh, wait, no, you talk now.
No.
Okay.
I'm still listening to you.
Okay. What's been really helpful this weekend is that, you know, there's been really subtle things, which is what I missed. I missed the subtle... grabbing of the back of my neck, the biting, the just these little things, the look. And that was like going back to basics. Not in a vanilla way, just in a mistress and me way. Mm-hmm. That was like going back to basics. And that, fuck, man. And it wasn't it wasn't like we went somewhere and you fucking beat the shit out of me. No. It wasn't this big old presentation. No.
Well, and that was the interesting thing about, first and foremost, I am unable to give you those wants when I am not in the right headspace, which I haven't been. Shit happens. So getting back into the right headspace, which, you know, everybody does their own thing to do it. You know, everybody has their own way to do it. But this weekend, it was a very, very vanilla weekend. And yet, there were several things peppered into it, which allowed what could look like this balance thing of which we speak.
Right.
You know, little things, you know, there was clearly a service component. You were doing, you know, traditional domestic service. I was mocking you, calling you Rosario, telling you to speak with broken English. Oh, yeah, I went there. By the way, total inside joke.
I'm her dirty Mexican, is what she's trying to say.
Well, I'm only saying this because she says that when she, you know, if she were to have money and be a woman of affluence, she would have a cleaning lady, a Mexican specifically named Rosario, who speaks with broken English. That's just, she has to.
I swear to God,
and
I'm not a racist.
Averts her eyes.
I swear to God.
She's a self-hating Mexican. I don't know.
I'm not a self-hating Mexican.
You are, clearly. Anyway, so point being, so there was domestic service. There was a little bit of humiliation.
Yes.
There was actually a lot of humiliation.
There was, actually.
Really kind of, but there was something different about this. This humiliation was very much more arousing for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a couple times I smacked your ass really fucking hard.
Yes.
It's face slapping, hair pulling, some duct tape.
Yes.
You had to go to the bathroom with your hands duct taped together.
It's really hard to pull up your pants.
Which is great, because when a sub comes to you with their pants down and their hands their wrists duct taped together in front of them and says, "Mistress, can you help me pull up my pants?" What does any good dominant do in this situation? There's a bare ass. There's a person with their hands together. What are you going to do? Come on, all the dominants out there. You're going to smack that ass, aren't you? You're going to smack that naked ass. And that's what I did.
That's smack, 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 smack.
Yeah, it was just one smack. And then roughly pulled the pants up like I was reverse raping her.
Reverse rape.
That's right. That's what I said. So yeah, that's, you know, but this was all in very, you know, in a very vanilla, you know, then we went back to watching a movie, you know, a very boring movie where there was, you know, head petting and nothing kinky at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there was these little things that were peppered in, you know, grabbing the back of your neck and, you know, putting the fear of God in you while, or the fear of mistress in you while we're in a public vanilla location. Little things like that. You know?
I just had a reaction.
Right. But see, but that's, I think that again, that's where balance comes in. Now, that balance can't exist if I'm not in the right headspace.
Right.
And, you know, clearly I got in the right headspace this weekend and I hadn't been for a couple weeks. So that's, you know, I think that's what it can look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And clearly I don't need rope.
So this duct tape thing, I'd been teasing Mistress for quite some time, because ever since I met her, it's always been like, duct tape is so awesome and duct tape
but
this.
But it is.
And she never used it.
Well, I don't
she's never use it
in scenes, but duct tape is awesome.
Oh, yeah, huh?
You can just duct tape in so many things, which I do.
That duct tape that's on your ceiling in your living room? Not doing such a great job.
It was holding up a birthday banner. It just never ended up coming
down. Keyword being was.
Okay, Rosario. I don't see you standing up on the couch to get it down. You want your mistress to do that and then fall and hurt herself?
No.
I don't think so. Hmm. Hmm.
Hey. Hey.
Back to duct tape.
No. So this was the first time that she really used duct tape on me, is what that was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I said, "I can never say it. I never used duct tape on you." Done. You've been duct taped.
No.
Didn't work.
No, it really didn't work.
It sounded better in my head. when I didn't think it before it came out of my mouth.
You know, and we've done tonight without an outline. And
kudos to you.
But, you know, and that, I mean, for me, that's like a, because I like that. I like that. And, you know, for reasons that, you know, just been busy, just, you know, don't want to worry about little things like that, you know? And I feel like, you know, tonight's conversation has been very frank, very, you know, it's been kind of all over the place.
Yeah. But I think it's, yeah. Yeah, I guess it has been. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah. But, you know, if there's someone out there that this helped, because maybe you're in some similar situation where you can't be as kinky as you'd like to be.
Right.
You know?
What do you do? What do you do? You know, it, for what I'm starting to see for us in that environment, obviously domestic service is very easy, but humiliation, you can do spankings in your bedroom easily without anybody else knowing, because you can be kind of quiet. Welcome to turning on a fan or some music. Duct tape, you know, a little bit of rope while you're watching a movie. You know, I mean, it can be a vanilla thing that you can kink it up a little bit to help give a little bit of that balance. You know, in fact, fuck.
What?
It's in my bag. I need something for my toy bag. It's something vanilla that's in my toy bag.
Oh.
Yes. Which I can use.
Oh.
Anyway, so so the point is that, you know, there are ways to do that. And there are also ways to do it without necessarily even being physically. So let's say that shit's going on and we can't see each other. Or an S-type can't see a D-type, or D-type can't see an S-type. You know, there are, you could do assignments. You can do, you know, whatever they are. You know, you have to wear your butt plug for 2 hours in the morning. You know, whatever those types of things. You know, every night, you know, wear your nipple clamps for whatever time period. You know, while you recite something, some mantra. My mistress is the best. I don't know, fuck, I'm just making shit up right now. You know, there are ways that you can make that relationship kind of lock, even from distance. They just have to be done. They have to be implemented. And both parties have to know when life is happening like that, to know what to implement. And for me, I would say that having just a general game plan for when shit blows up, what ideas can you do when your life goes to hell and you have no creativity, you have no desire to, you know, to be the D type or whatever, especially when you're the D type. And then you can implement those without a lot of that energy that you just don't have at that moment. That would be my recommendation.
And I think that the reason that we're even able to have this particular dialogue is because during this entire time, we've been really good at communicating with each other.
Right.
And being very honest and saying, you know what? I'm not there right now.
Yeah.
That's not where I'm at. Or sometimes not even needing to say it because pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, and it only works if you're able to be understanding, being flexible, just knowing that, you know what? Right now, this is not the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Right now, there are other things that require your attention. As much as...
That sucks to hear.
Yeah.
Because it does.
It does. No,
in any relationship on this planet, nobody wants to hear the other half of that relationship saying, hey, right now you're not the most important person to me. You know, and even if you know that to be a true situation, you know, somebody has a family that they've known for their whole fucking life, that takes a priority. It still sucks to hear. You can rationalize it all away, but emotions have no rationale.
Yeah.
So there's still a sting. I get that. But I mean, but because we've been so honest in our chit chat and whatever, it makes it easier for us
to troubleshoot. You and I have never been through something that has impacted our relationship in the way that it's being impacted right now.
True.
We would have never known how to handle that if it hadn't happened.
Yes. True. Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's good for any relationship to kind of just, you know, you're right. Have that talk. Nobody likes to have that talk, but you know what? It's good to have that plan. You can't plan for everything, but if you can plan for some way to just maintain that connection.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome is that?
Yeah, it's true. I think we've veered off topic like a bajillion times.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't even know if we even answered the question.
I don't think there is an answer.
And that's the point. When I was making my huge monologue in the beginning, that's the point, is that there's not an end point to balancing life and lifestyle. I don't think that there's ever an end point, because life is constantly changing and evolving for us all individually. So therefore, we must evolve and change with it when we do our balance.
And what works for you and I may not work for whoever's listening.
Correct.
Because we're all different. We all have different circumstances. We all have different thresholds for emotions and trust and whatever. We all have different needs that can be met through kink, maybe not. But I mean, I'm glad that at least talking about it is the first step, and that in hopefully in sharing what we're going through, that you as listeners can take that and know that you're not alone. I mean, this is never easy.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Oh yeah.
We have this cool countdown thing now. It's kind of fucking awesome. It tells us exactly how many minutes, and nobody has to like chime in, or we don't even have to look at our phones.
Final countdown.
No. Hard fucking limit. That song and that band is a hard fucking limit. Just know that now.
Oh, okay.
I will torture you with Christmas songs in your night sleep.
No, don't. Okay.
Anyway. Right. Uh-huh. So, it's kind of cool, but it tells us that we got 2 minutes left, which is when we, you know, you have to do your shout out to these things. And I mean, I'm sure I could do it, but fuck it. Mm. You've been doing it, so.
Okay. So, like our Facebook page, that's The Love Bite. And and then also follow
us on the Twitter.
Yes, which is the_love_bite. That's B-I-T.
Which might start being a little bit more active.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So do that, and then download our previous episodes on iTunes. You can also listen to our previous episodes on Stitcher, and Skid Row has its very own app. It's so pretty and shiny, and it has all the other Skid Row shows on it as well. So we're here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Who knows what kind of silly stuff we'll be talking about next week?
You never know.
No, you really never know with us.
Really, because this one went off the rails. So, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. The train just sprouted wings and started doing whatever it wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
With glitter poop like a unicorn.
Glitter poop, really?
Glitter poop. That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
It's the theme. All right. So yeah, so that's, well, we got a minute. It didn't take as much time to do the wrap up.
No, it really didn't.
Yeah, so that's. I would suggest if you have not listened to our show in the past, that you give it a holler.
Yeah,
the last two. I haven't been here. No, just the last one.
Just the last one.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you know, but it always makes it kind of interesting, and our dynamic is, I think, entertaining. Tonight was an interesting night.
Yes,
it was very serious.
Very serious.
Serious conversations, which I did not anticipate on the drive over, because I was all crazy and what? I'm like Doc Brown and I was like fucking crazy. So, and then this shit happened. So fuck, you just never know.
Yeah.
You just never know what I come up with.
I think this is the most serious we've gotten.
It is. It's kind of cool. And we got all deep and emotional.
Guess fuck what? People. We do have depth.
Oh, yeah. We ain't just pretty tits. We got more.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got brains and stuff.
So tune in next week, because maybe our brains will be funny.
Yeah.
Instead of just being, you know, deep and in depth. And maybe we'll use a cool accent, too. So.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Oh, it's okay.
It's cool.
It's all right.
Thanks. We're done.
All right. Good night.
Good night.